your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
Let's go to the interest rate rise yesterday. I suppose people were at least relieved it wasn't a 0.4, it was a 0.25. But of course, as soon as you go to any update on what happened yesterday, the mention, several more rises, and people honestly are really, really over this. Why? Because they'd made plans for any available extra money that would be coming in, like, I don't know, a holiday they've been waiting for years, renovations to the home, new furniture, whatever. And now they think, how the hell am I going to pay for it? Because the extra money required monthly now on this, for example, $500,000 loan is really quite significantly higher. This is what it says in the Cairns poster down under the heading Rate Rises to Bite. A series of interest rate shocks have had a noticeable impact on the rate at which Far North properties are changing hands as experts make their predictions now how the local market will fare this year. Yesterday, the RBA hiked rates again by 25 basis points to 3.35, following a bag full of rises last year. But Cameron Kusha, Prax Director Economic Research, said these increases were affecting metrics other than prices in the Cairns market. Interesting comment, isn't it? This will be a matter we can pursue later in the program too. Anyway, Mr. Kusha said, the amount of prospective first home buyers choosing not to enter the market has become noticeable. I'm going to turn to the gentleman we always do in these circumstances, and that's Roger Ward. Fundamentally, just to talk about, well, how difficult it's going to be for those people who already made plans for their available income this year, and now suddenly those plans have gone awry because obviously whatever they've got coming in may not stretch to include those other, not luxury items, things they've been looking forward to perhaps right through the COVID nightmare. Roger Ward's on the line, Director, Cairns Mortgage Brokers and Senior Fellow, Financial Services Institute of Australasia. Roger, good morning.
Good morning, John.
I guess yesterday no surprises for you.
No, it wasn't. However, you know, I was always hopeful because the data from the previous quarter had shown that, you know, the interest rate hikes were working. And part of me was saying, I just hope that they pause for a moment and allow the data to flow through so they can have a clearer picture about what's going on. Mm. A number of things have happened. Housing values nationally have gone down, especially in the capital cities. Retail spending was down almost 4% over expectations or under expectations. So, you know, something's definitely happening and it's creating the desired result, but the RBA is said but that's not enough and we need to keep the momentum going. So off they've gone with another 0.25 and the markets are already working in another 0.5, which would most likely be another two hikes over the next 2 months. And that'll bring up the cash rate to around about 3.85.
There's commentary out there today saying, oh, here we go again. They've got a habit of overdoing it. Talk to me about that historically. Is there evidence that they might once again overdo this and possibly do more harm than necessary?
I think it's likely that they actually will overdo it, but, you know, there's a reason behind that. And the original RBA charter was, set up almost 30 years ago, and this idea of an inflation target between 2% and 3%, is something that's been around for decades. But inflation figures were driven more domestically in previous decades than they are now. And what's happening with the RBA is they're being faced with a stronger influence from international pressures. This is driven by coal costs, petrol costs, the global interest rate environment as well. And these things undermine the performance of monetary policy, which is increasing interest rates. And you know, what's happening is that the Reserve Bank is finding it more and more evident that they're swinging at this thing with a bat, and it's not having a great deal of influence. And that's because you can raise these interest rates. It's not forcing down the cost of fuel. It's not forcing down the cost of energy. Mm. And these are all multiplier effects that drive higher costs throughout the economy.
Now, Roger, let's go to the household impact, if you don't mind, because I'm sure people come and sit down and talk to you and say, Roger, what the bloody hell am I going to do? I had not counted on this. What am I going to do about shortcomings with my income? What do you say to them?
Yeah, well, there's a few things that people can do. Of course, they can do a proper review of their spending habits, and that's a simple thing to do. However, there's a lot of homeowners out there that would be on older rates. And an interesting thing that's happened in the market is that house lending volumes have actually dropped by about 20%. And that's an interesting thing because, banks wouldn't be doing as much new lending, but what they are doing is they're concentrating on their market share, and that's now moving towards either asset retention or refinancing other institutions or from other institutions. So the new-to-bank pricing seems to be a little bit sharper now, and there's a number of these players out there that are offering a lump sum cashback offer if you do refinance with them, for example, St. George Bank is very aggressive in the market at the moment. So if you do have a home loan, I think what you should be doing is you should be having a chat to your existing lender and finding out what they're going to be doing about lowering their interest rates. And if they don't, you can have a chat to your local broker and see what the market has to offer. But there's a lot of refinancing going on at the moment because those fixed rates that people have been talking about in the market, and 40% of all loans 2 years ago were being written in fixed rates, they're all starting to mature now, and these people are going from 1.99% to about 5.9%. Mm. And it's a very hard landing, and that's driving a lot of inquiry from refinancing. And a lot of people that will be listening might have interest rates closer to 6% or 6.5% now. But in the market, there are interest rates being offered now at 4.89%, for example. So there's a substantial benefit there if people are willing to put in the effort.
Now, those who've just endured the hard landing, should they go straight to St. George Bank or go to the broker?
These lenders, not every lender is good for every borrower. And what you do need to do is you need to have that initial consultation to determine which lender is going to be best for you. So you do need to go to a broker because, a lot of them have 30 different lenders on their panel. Us, for example, we've got 40 different lenders on our panel.
Oh, okay.
And you need to make that initial qualification of people to determine which lender is going to be the one who can do the lending. Then out of that group of people, you can determine who can give them the better interest rate.
Of course, at the moment, there'll be so many people banging on the door of their bank that they've been with for years and years, and they'll be horrified to find out that on some occasions they don't get back to you for days because of the queue.
It's true. We regularly hear of clients on the phone for hours waiting. And it's a pretty sorrowful state considering, these are multi-billion dollar companies and they can't pick up the phone. But the interesting thing for homeowners is that there's a fair amount of choice out there. The process of refinancing these days is relatively easy.
Oh,
and what
okay.
people should be mindful of, is that relatively small changes in interest rates can translate to thousands of dollars difference in interest expense over a year. Mm. And all I can tell you is that money's better off in your pocket than anyone else's.
Yes. Look, just before you go, a bit of crystal ball gazing, if you don't mind. I mean, what are we going up to? 3.85 probably, you're suggesting. When it goes into retreat, how long does it take to start coming back? Are we talking months, years? What do you think?
Yeah, well, the the last 2 years were an anomaly in the interest rate environment, and people need to be mindful of that. We're certainly not going to be retreating back to interest rates around 2%. It really depends on the, I guess, the velocity of the correction in the in the Australian economy. And what will happen is, if they did have got this wrong, they'll see that the economy is declining too quickly.
Yes.
And that will stimulate them to make a reversal in interest rates more aggressively. But if we see fairly tame inflation rates, that are declining slowly, it will mean that the interest rate environment that we have now will be more resilient. And there's a lot of speculation around forward rates, but people are. There's a fair amount of talk around that, that we're expecting maybe an interest rate cut late 2024, but we're really going to have to hold our nerve and see where these inflation figures go.
Yes. I think most people will be taking notes and underlining those words, review of spending habits. That seems to be probably the first step for a lot of people, I think, sadly. Always good to talk, Roger. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Roger Ward is the Director of Cairns Mortgage Brokers and Senior Fellow of the Financial Services Institute of Australasia.